Suppose the first question on everybody's lips is, have you got over the disappointment of been dropping down to Division 4?
Yeah, it's still in the back of our minds. It's something that we took 2 or 3 weeks off in the league to sort of get our minds refreshed, and we went to our clubs and then we come back and we're sort of fresh now, and it's something that we've talked about. That's the past, and we're looking forward now to the Donegal game.
Yeah, and I suppose that was the great thing about the clubs. You could get back and play with them and kind of maybe put it to the back of your mind for that time anyway.
Yeah, it 2 week break, sort of getting involved with your club mates, and sort of it's in the back of your mind then when you're involved with your club, and then we came back at it and stuck at it and got knuckled down and got everybody available. So we've knuckled down now in the past 4 or 5 weeks to address the Donegal game.
You would know Donegal fairly well. You would have played them in some big games.
Yeah, played Donegal 3 or 4 times now. We haven't played them in probably 3 or 4 years now. So it's they have a couple of 5 or 6 young boys in now that Declan Bonner has bred it through from his time Donner 21 management. So he has a lot of faith in them, and they played well on Sunday against Cavan.
And as you say, you've obviously enjoyed some good days. You know, you've played in a couple of Ulster finals, haven't you? Got a couple of good championship runs.
Yeah, we had a couple of good runs now, and a couple we went down the Mayo last year, and we went on the underdogs, and it's a game that we should have won. Certainly we're looking forward to the Donegal game, and certainly if it's something that if we turn up, we feel that we can come out on the right side of it.
And how would you gauge the mood in the squad at the moment? Obviously, you know, as you said, you went back to the clubs after the league and then came back, and of course there was an awful lot of players missing during the league, wasn't there?
Yeah, there maybe 10-12 players missing in the league, and sort of it was hard to feel the same. To feel the same team week in, week out in the league, you know. So it's we have our full squad now available for the past 5-6 weeks now, and the mood in the camp has been very good, and we just knuckle down and train away and train hard.
Because there's a lot of players there with a lot of experience still, players that have won a lot maybe with club and with colleges.
Yeah, there's still an experience side of the thing as well. There's a group of players that they're 28s, 29s, and then you have a couple of men over 30, and then you have sort of the Brenton Rogers age group, 24, 25 years age, you know. So there's a blend between youth and experience there.
What do you think it'll take just to get this team kick-started?
Certainly, overcome the first round in Ulster would certainly give the players and give the whole County Derry a massive lift, and it certainly would be a massive step forward.
Celtic Park home advantage worth a point or two.
So certainly would help being at home at Celtic Park. It's a great venue for a championship match, and there'll be no doubt that we'll be absolutely buzzing, and the players are looking forward to playing at home venue. So it would be a massive plus for us.
Is there an extra little bit of pressure on you now and some of the more experienced players, you know, because you are experienced and you are, you know, you've been down that road before a few times?
Yes, it's just we feel that the experienced players feels that the young lads is as loud in training as the experienced ones, and they certainly speak up as well and training as well, and the experienced ones is just because we're old doesn't mean that the young ones don't speak, you know. So the young ones they do speak, and they do talk, and they do push men on, you know. So
we saw Cavan playing Donegal last week, and got the impression watching Cavan that they really didn't believe they could win it. Do you think Derry believe?
Yeah, it sort of looked like that. Donegal got a lot of easy scores. It's not a Donegal team I would see in the past that would kick 220, I think. It's massive kicking, and they did concede 115, which is massive score to concede. It's not like Donegal. Certainly Derry has nothing to fear. If we feel that we turn up on the day, we know what we are capable of.